and gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Edrin.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets. We're open to your comments and your stories at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with the special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to fall in love with. You can get it at Vitacraft.us, you can get it at pet stores, or you can order it at Walmart.com. Don't forget, Good Pets food supplements and treats are teaming up with us, Talking Pets here, to give you 10% off by putting the word PETS in the promo box for your supplement treats for your dogs at GoodPetsFoods.com. So check it out. Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and you can check us out at Talkin' Pets Radio, Facebook Live, on Alexa at CRN4 TuneIn, or at TalkinPets.com. Click on the Listen Live button. But we want to hear from you by listening on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets. Shut up.
Turn the camera on you. There you go. Go ahead. There's your solo moment.
Sometimes. Yes. Who doesn't like Cher? I didn't really mean to hurt you.
Oh, the music stopped.
No, I didn't. But I want to know when she says, if I can turn back time, why can't you? You just get your clock and just hit the little button that says back an hour.
We can't turn back that clock. You know that battery's been dead, right?
Yeah, I know. We don't use those now. But remember, you got to set your clock back. That means you get an extra hour of sleep. So you should look gorgeous in the morning tomorrow.
Guess what?
When you wake up.
That's what I'm excited about.
Oh, my, is that extra hour of sleep?
Yeah.
Oh.
The time in my car will be correct again because...
You never change it?
People get in my car and they're like, your clock is wrong. Yeah, I know. I just know it's an hour off. It doesn't bother me. It's not worth me having to go through the process of changing it. It's,
really?
Yeah, it's complicated.
Really?
I don't have time for that.
You'll finally be on time.
What?
I said you'll finally be on time to places.
No, I mean, I know what time it is because I know it's just an hour off. I don't care. But apparently it really bothers some people. That's not, like, I have OCD, but that's not part of my OCD.
I have OCD, too.
You do?
Yeah, see, there's one and there's two. I got two.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there one and two?
No.
I thought that, yeah. What?
Wait, this is...
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid? Why?
Because she thought there was a one and two.
Well, I mean, I thought you were about to tell me something new.
There's potty number one and potty number two.
And three.
Really? Dead air on that one.
You've never heard it.
We were all stumped on that one.
Honey, I have some bad news.
Yeah, there's a three that we didn't know about.
You've never heard anybody say that. You could guess what it is.
Maybe when somebody throws up?
No.
Are you contradicting me?
Remember Ninja Turtles? Cha-cha-cha.
No.
Diarrhea, cha-cha-cha.
That's what three is?
Okay.
That's what people say.
I have never heard of three. Michael, have you heard of three?
Never.
See, I never heard of three. It's good to know there's a three out there. I would rather said, you
Learn
know what, I wasn't feeling good. I ate something, it was really
bad,
and I had number three. I'm going
to
say that anymore. Thank you for that. Now that all of America knows, yes, there is a number three.
Confirmed.
I never knew it. Are you making that up?
No, I've heard it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, now everybody heard it now, so everybody's going to say, I'm going to start using I had number three. Doesn't that sound better than saying, you know what, last night I had really bad diarrhea.
Upset stomach number three. Hey.
Ooh.
Don't try to make it better. Just leave it at number three.
Oh.
That's the new terminology. Number one, you know what that is. Number two, you know what that is. Number three, now you know what that is.
I'm like, go, go.
So, yeah. Anyway.
We have...
All I'll say is, Jasmine,
you ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
She now told America what number three is. Her greatness. Thank you very much. Number three. So, you know, why is it, like, my cats, it amazes me. Like, it's kind of in line with number three, but
what?
Oh, no. I fell asleep on the couch the other night.
Oh, I don't like the way this is going.
No, I fell asleep on the couch the other night, and I usually wake up in the middle of the night when I hear, like,
no.
Because I wake up thinking, there's somebody in the house.
Yeah.
But no, it's usually a cat with a hairball. I didn't wake up this time. I was on the couch, and at the bottom of my feet, she on the couch and on the white rug that I just laid on the floor in there, all white. And, of course, she had a puke of big hairball. This cat loves to eat her hair. Like, I will try to grab it out of her mouth, and she will run away with that hair in her mouth just
Ew.
So she can eat it.
Ew.
That's Summer. Summer's the big fur ball.
Yeah.
She loves eating hair, and she has hairballs constantly.
Oh, man.
I mean, there's things that you can give her, you know, like food and everything like that for hairball. They, you know, it's like all different kinds of foods out there now. But she's got stones.
Kidney stones? She still has them?
Yeah. Well, she's diagnosed with stones, you know, and I'm not talking the Rolling Stones. These are in one place, you know, in the bladder. And they just basically, she had three of them. One was really big. Like they was
they
like,
didn't go in and remove it surgically?
No,
they
it was like a boulder.
To dissolve it?
Well, yeah, you have to put her, well, first she was on medicine for a week to help dissolve it. But then now she's on a permanent food. So I have her on this food that costs probably... three times as much as the normal cat food, which is a normal good food.
And you're having to buy twice as much because Shadow's eating it.
Yeah, they go around. And it's not going to hurt the other cats
with
formulas like that. It's just very expensive
for them to eat it.
So usually, and she does, you hit the nail on the head because Shadow, my black cat, will go around and eat everybody else's bowl.
She's like, oh, they're getting something different. I want that.
I have to stand there, you know, and patrol the kitchen and everything when they're eating because she will bump Summer out of the way for her food, which is the medicated food.
Could you put Summer in a room with the door closed to eat, or would she not eat because she would...
I started moving the bowl for Winter over in another room.
Got it.
Because Shadow would start eating it, but Shadow makes her way. She finds it, no matter where it is.
She's a foodie.
Yep.
I think she was starved when she was a kitten at some point because she's obsessed with food.
Well, she does like her food. There's no doubt about that. But she is picky.
Like, oh, really?
You know, in the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, I said this before, is that if you buy the Lick and Lap, what I do, like right now I bought a variety pack of their food that I feed them, and it happens to have chicken in there, and they're not real big on the chicken for some reason.
Well, the cats really like the smelly fish.
Yeah.
Flavors.
Tuna, you know, seafood,
yeah.
Eat food, seafood. But basically, I'll take the Lick and Lap and put it on top of that chicken. She'll devour it. Absolutely devour
she's
it.
She's a brat.
She's spoiled.
Right.
She's daddy's little girl. You know, she's let me, like, you know, if you're a pet mommy daddy, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
our pets are
She's
our world.
She's your guard cat.
She's my what?
Guard cat.
She is my guard cat. Hallelujah.
John, do you have ADHD?
Yeah, I do.
Me too.
I'm just a mess.
Maybe that's why we get along so well.
Just a mess. So, I don't know. We're going to take a little break.
And don't come back.
Oh, thank you.
Till you've redeemed yourselves.
Oh.
Hallelujah! I'm redeemed! Hey, pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. We're open to your training, your comments, your questions, your stories. If you have something to say about animals, give us a call. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Sister, how to trim the sail. Hallelujah.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Path here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411.
Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
Starting on Sunday, November 3rd, American clocks will fall back an hour at 2 a.m., resulting in an extra hour of sleep. Only two U.S. states, Arizona and Hawaii, don't observe daylight saving time at all, refusing to roll their clocks forward and backward every year. But Hawaii and Arizona are outliers, relying on a loophole in a 58-year-old federal law that requires states to stay on daylight saving time. That's right, Congress decides if we can have that extra hour of sleep. The Uniform Time Act of 1966 mandates that countries use daylight saving time, but allows states to opt out and exempt themselves from the practice to stay on standard time year-round. It does not allow states to permanently establish daylight saving time, which would keep them an hour ahead from November to March, while other states switch to standard time. Many states have passed measures to stay on daylight saving time permanently, a move that some have called lock the clock. For in some states, they're willing to go forward with it as long as a few other neighbors do the same. In the last 5 years, 19 states have passed legislation or resolutions supporting year-round daylight saving time, according to the National Conference of State Legislators. In 2024, at least 30 states considered or are considering legislation related to daylight saving time. There's even been a suggestion that some states leave the Eastern Standard Time Zone entirely and adopt the new one used by parts of Canada and a couple of U.S. territories. Other efforts aim to keep states in standard time year-round, avoiding the pesky time changing twice a year. But none of these bills or laws can take effect until there is a federal repeal of the Congressional Act. In essence, Congress needs to change the law in order for the U.S. to stop using daylight saving time. For the past few years, Senator Mark Rubio of Florida has introduced a version of what he calls the Sunshine Protection Act, which would permanently establish daylight saving time for the whole country. The bills, however, usually die before they ever come to becoming law. Back in 2022, the U.S. Senate passed a version of the bill, but it was never voted on by the House of Representatives. With efforts from the 2023 session failing to advance, Americans will continue to spring forward and fall back until further notice. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hamburg.
Don't forget, turn your clocks back at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. You get an extra hour of sleep.
Why did you do that?
Not funny. Not
number three.
Funny.
Number three.
So, I always thought, Michael's a new producer here, and I always was trying to figure out, I had my Harry Potter wand that I would tap him on the shoulder if I needed something. And then I was like, remember we were talking one night, and there was a little horn that I had one time I was going to use if I needed something, because he's on the other side. But then I found this little air can. Which, by the way, this is what it sounds like.
Oh, that's, you probably blew people's speakers out.
But this is actually really good for working with cats. If you want them out of something that they're not supposed to be into, and you buy an air can that is like used usually
duster.
For cleaning, like a duster,
mm-hmm.
I will tell you, I have used this to prevent them from going in a certain area or something like that.
They respond.
And it came with, when I got the piano, they would climb in the piano. And
wasn't it Winter that was doing that?
Yeah, it was Winter mostly. I don't think Shadow was here. I think Shadow was here.
She was a baby.
Yeah, but she didn't go in there. Winter loved to climb into the piano.
She thought it was her personal throne.
I would use, air cat. Yeah. Look.
Oh, yes. Hair's blowing in the wind. Isn't that toxic to breathe in?
And after I just sprayed your face. But air cans like that really work. And they're not abusive or anything like that. But if you want to keep them out of a certain area, I could tell you one thing. If they get used to seeing...
Avoid skin contact.
Nice. If they get used to seeing this can... Like this, this one's blue, and they'll know what it is after a while. And if you put this can by something that you don't want them to be by, I guarantee you they won't go near it.
Yeah.
So if they don't like the air can, and all of a sudden you're like, you don't want them on the table, you don't want them on the coffee table or something, or on the counters, put that in sight of where they're going to be. And you have to first, teach them. In the beginning, like say they're jumping up on the kitchen counters, use the air can. Give them a little shh, and they'll get down, I guarantee it. And after a while, they're going to learn that if they see that can in your hand, and that's the same can that you leave on that counter, that cat's not going to go up on that counter.
It's called conditioning, but that's also negative.
Thank you, doctor.
That's also considered negative aversive training.
And it works. It's not a shock collar. I don't like shock collar.
No. Don't they make them for cats, which I think is insane.
Yeah, I don't like them.
No.
Let the games begin.
So, if you can name this animal sound, it may sound familiar to some people, but if you can name this sound, you can actually get a dog book, a cat book, a turtle pendant. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, about reptiles. It's a music CD. We have a collapsible water bowl in four different colors that you can get for your dog or cat and take it with you anywhere. We have, from Lick and Lap, we have the, from Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, we have the purr sticks that you can break and give the cats the treats that way. They're for cats. We do have for dogs from Good Pets Foods. You can go with the Hip and Joint Plus, the Daily Multivitamin, and the Daily Probiotic. And we have a calendar, Songbirds, from pagesaday.com. Name this creature. You may find them on a big running away from a hound. What creature is it? You'll see them in the UK quite a bit. 818-818-6401. They are cuddly looking, like you really kind of want to...
There's a Disney movie about them.
Yeah, there was, actually.
When I was a kid.
The Blank and the Hound.
Yes.
818-818-6401. What is it? This is Talking Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive, and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads. And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat. Oh, and thank you for rainbows.
Find delicious vegan recipes at PETA.org.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
I'm Daisy Charlotte, here with another Talking Pet. I mean, Talking Goat. Rewind.
A recent study which provides the first evidence of how goats read human emotional expressions. Writing in the journal Royal Society Open Science, the team described how 20 goats interacted with images of happy and angry human facial expressions and found that they preferred to look and interact with the happy faces. The study, which was carried out at Buttercup Sanctuary for Goats, involved the researchers showing goats pairs of unfamiliar grayscale static human faces of the same individual showing happy and angry facial expressions. The team found that images of happy faces elicited greater interactions in the goats who looked at the images, approached them, and explored them with their snouts. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jay Stutz. Hey, do you think that goat study was a good use of money?
I mean, it is kind of like, it's interesting.
It's interesting, but it just seems like a lot of waste of money. I don't really know where you go from that. Like, okay, so goats, I mean, I probably could have told you that they're going to prefer a happy face. I mean, your cats, dogs do, horses do, and I understand the level of domestication, but maybe I'm going to get my goat milk from a farm that smiles at their goats versus gives them angry faces, because maybe that's a better product. I don't know. Do they produce more milk if you smile at them and talk to them? I mean, I guess maybe farmers will use this research study.
The weird thing about this, if you want to call it a song, the weird thing, that's actually goats.
Those are goats.
Those
screaming.
Are goats. Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you informed me of that, because I could not make the connection as to why it was being played.
It's almost like being in a psych ward or something.
Have you heard that song?
I've been in one, but I've seen it
at a club or something, and you're like, I'm going to buy this song.
This one?
Yes. No?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it would be funny to play in your car, and all of a sudden you're like, I really like this new song, guys.
No, you'd be pulled over, because someone would think you had someone trapped in your trunk.
Yeah. Maybe I do.
I'm going to cut you off right there, John, before you get yourself into trouble. For more stories like this, visit TalkinPets.com. That's TalkinPets.com. pets.com. That's another Talking Pets Rewind. I'm Daisy Charlotte.
Situation is taking place in public housing in the Bronx, and the local authorities are apparently turning a blind eye to it. According to local sources, an illegal dogfighting ring involving using live cats as bait to train fighting dogs to kill has been operating in the Gun Hill and Parkland housing projects for years and years. The Little Wanderers in New York City nonprofit cat rescue organization has been trying to draw attention to the terrible situation, but their efforts have been frustratingly fruitless. The group expressed their growing frustration with the criminal activity in a public social media post, writing, "We have discovered a cesspool of serious issues that demand urgent attention. This has been going on for years at this location. NYCHA residents have reported the attacks to the local 47th Street precinct, and there has been no investigation." In a Facebook post, Little Wanderers NYC writes, "There are videos all over social media training their animals to attack and kill friendly cats and laughing about it. Many types of dogs are beaten and abused and trained to attack people and other animals. Bronx NYCHA residents are scared to come forward. How is this possible?" In another video, a man can be seen grabbing a kitten in the hallway of an apartment building and shoving the fragile baby into a bag before walking away. Innocent cats are being caught and fed alive to dogs who are being trained to engage in horrific dogfights. The entire situation is stomach-churning, yet nobody of authority seems to care. If you are appalled by this barbaric criminal activity, please add your name to the petition today. Together we will put pressure on the local authorities and demand that they bring this violence to an end. Visit www.animalvictory.org. Reporting, I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Sun, 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 sun. You're gonna grow up, you're gonna get old. All that glitter don't turn to gold. But until then, just have your fun. Boy, run, 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 run.
So, that's appalling.
It's absolutely disgusting.
I mean, and the thing is that it's done all over the world, all over the country, dog fighting. And then they take cats, they take lesser dogs, I mean smaller dogs or more submissive dogs, and then they just throw them into the ring for...
It's ugly. What if... I can't. I can't even process how, like, they wouldn't be trying to do something about it. First off, how about we just trap all of the stray cats and, you know, make sure they have medical care and relocate them, or at least, you know, try to find them homes if they're not feral.
But some of them aren't even feral.
They said friendly cats. Because if it was feral, they wouldn't be able to catch it, right?
Right. So some of them are, like, people's cats that they let outside, which...
You can't guarantee what's going to happen to
right.
your cat. Yeah,
100%. In many ways, not just people that will grab them for something like that. But
yeah,
cars and kids and
birds.
Diseases. Yeah, rafters.
Yeah.
So.
This is not happening. This is not happening.
It really is,
but,
though.
Like, there's coyotes. I know somebody whose dog was eaten in front of them by two coyotes because they let him outside, knowing that he could get out of the backyard, but he would just always come to the front door to be let back in. And this time, they realized it had been a while since he had been let out, and they open the front door, and they see him being eaten.
Oh,
it was
God.
A chihuahua being eaten by two coyotes.
Oh, my God.
And that's a bad part.
In front of their house.
But that's a bad part with what you're saying, because coyotes are everywhere.
Yeah.
Remember, they used to be more in the northern Midwest, and then now they're in every state. I had one walk down the middle of my street during the mid part of the day.
We're running them out of their home.
Right.
By building, and so they don't have anywhere to go. That sounds like a very creepy noise.
I know, that's my weird phone. I had to have it on because I want to play this right now and see if people know. That's not a coyote. But name that animal sound. You'll find them in the UK. There was a Disney movie made on them.
I got to pet a few of them before.
With a hound.
Yeah, people used to... Well, yeah.
I think they're so pretty.
Bring them in PetSmart when I work there. And, yeah, I mean, you have to have a special license to have one.
There's Arctic ones, and they're all white. Mm-hmm. There's gray ones, and then there's the red ones.
Uh-huh. Very clever, too.
Yeah, they are. They're very smart. They're and so good cute. Predators. So what are they? Name this animal, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401.
Do we have them here? Because I know we had them in California, and I believe we had them in Virginia, but I don't think we have them here.
I want to say that we...
You have them as a pet?
I do want... Huh? I want to say that we do.
No, I mean like in the wild.
No, I was just asking, you said that you can have them as a pet?
Yeah, if you have a wildlife permit for it, just like, you know, any other wild animal. They're probably not the best pets, you know.
No.
I mean, it's a wild animal.
They are a predator, so.
Yeah, but they're so cute and they're so
I think they're adorable.
Softer than you would think.
They're very sly.
Yeah.
So, what creature is it? 818-818-6401. Take a guess and you can win a prize. But, you know, the thing is, too, it all goes back to what we've talked about several times before when you see abuse going on for animals or somebody's, like, snatching an animal. Because a lot of people, like, same things with dogs. A lot of people will put their dog out in the yard, like, not on a leash or a tether, but let the dog, because it's fenced in with maybe, like, one of those, I hate metal fences, but with one of those metal fences, or whatever. And if somebody sees the breed of dog that you have and they want it, it's not like the dog got out and ran away.
Yeah.
It's like the dog was stolen. Somebody will reach over and take the dog. And either as
try
their own pet
it.
Or, yeah, or yeah. to sell it and make money
Certain
on
breeds.
It.
Certain breeds. People were doing that with Frenchies. But, like, I'm just, you know, anytime I've had a yard, I don't let my dog out in the yard unattended. And it blows my mind that, like, you know, people have a dog door and their dog is able to go outside and they're not even home.
No, in this day and
I'm
age.
Just so, I want to have my eyes on my dog at all times if they're outside.
Right. In this day and age, you need to. So it's very simple. People will steal them. There's no
and
doubt about it.
Some people will do something terrible to them right in front of you. I know somebody who, they had their dog in a stroller in Home Depot and a stranger walked up and was like, oh, your dog is so cute, and asked if he could pet the dog. So he did, but she was standing behind, you know, holding the handle of the stroller, and then he just abruptly, like, turned around and walked away, and her dog started, like, throwing up. Oh, he poisoned her dog. And then
I
she said, what did
very
you...
rude.
She said, what did you do? What did you give my dog? And he turned around and said, I effing hate dogs. Like,
wow.
Yeah. But, like, there's actual crazy people.
No, like, that's just the way people are.
I don't want anybody giving my dog a treat, and, like, I don't know what you're giving them.
Well, let's go out to Carlsbad, California, but before we go to Adam, Robert, stay on the line in Lakeside, because we might have an animal sound for you as well, if Adam gets this one, which I have a feeling Adam will. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing good. You're in Carlsbad, California. So, what creature makes that noise?
It's true, and I don't know that we have any around here, but that would be a fox.
Good job. What clue gave it away? Was it the clue, or you just know what they sound like?
Well, I mentioned hound first, so yes. that was a pretty big giveaway.
Okay.
But I just like foxes. I think they're real cool. Like, there's that movie The Grizzly Man, and he befriends a whole clan of foxes, and they're pretty cool. They're smart.
I'm gonna have to watch that one.
Yeah,
is that on what am I thinking of?
Streaming?
Netflix or anything?
Yeah, I'm sure you could find it. Yeah, you definitely need to watch this documentary about a guy who kind of thinks that he can go and live with wild grizzly bears in Alaska.
I think I did see that. I think
I
it is on Netflix
that.
Under documentaries. I'm gonna have to watch that.
Yeah.
So you recommend it?
Yeah, the plot thickens after that. It's definitely one to watch.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. What would you like to go with, Adam? We have dog books, cat books. I've got an easy walk harness for a 15-pound dog. I've got nail caps for cats. I got lick and lap and purr sticks. Those are treats for your cats. I've got from Good Pets Foods, hip and joint, multivitamin, and also daily probiotics for your dogs. And I've got the collapsible water ball in four different colors. Oh, and I have a calendar on songbirds.
Well, what were the first two? There was a cat and a dog.
We have a cat book or a dog book. Chicken Soup for the Soul, they have dog books and cat books, but I've got ones in my library as well, so.
All right, just surprise me with a dog book, please.
You got a dog book coming out to you. Adam, stay on the line. We'll get your address, and we'll ship it out to you. We got to take a quick break, but Robert, if you want to hold, please hold, and we'll get right back to you. This is Talkin' Pets.
The girl is crazy about a certain little animal, although he...
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior... Give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Greska's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Greska's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Greska's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. C60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandan's average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson.
A New York man who turned a rescued squirrel into a social media star called Peanut is pleading with state authorities to return his beloved pet after they seized it during a raid that also yielded a raccoon named Fred. Multiple anonymous complaints about Peanut brought at least six officers from the State Department of Environmental Conservation to Mark Longo's home near the Pennsylvania border in rural Pine City. The DEC came to my house and raided my house without a search warrant to find a squirrel, said Longo, who is 34 years old. He was treated as if I was a drug dealer and they were going for drugs and guns. The officers left with Peanut, who amassed hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram, TikTok, and other platforms during his 7 years with Longo. They also took Fred, a more recent addition to the family. A spokesperson for the DEC said in a statement that the agency started an investigation after receiving multiple reports from the public about the potentially unsafe housing of wildlife that could carry rabies and the illegal keeping of wildlife as pets. Longo, who runs an animal refuge inspired by his squirrel buddy called Peanuts, Freedom Farm Animal Sanctuary, took to Instagram to mourn Peanut's loss. "Well, Internet, you won," Longo posted. "You took one of the most amazing animals away from me because of your selfishness. To the group of people who call DEC, there's a special place in hell for you." Longo fears that Peanut has been euthanized. "I don't know if Peanut is alive," he said in a phone interview. "I don't know where he is." The DEA spokesperson did not respond to a question about whether Peanut had been euthanized. Longo said that he saw Peanut's mother get hit by a car in New York City 7 years ago, leaving the tiny squirrel an orphan. Longo brought Peanut home and cared for him for 8 months before trying to release the squirrel into the great outdoors. "A day and a half later, I found him sitting on my porch missing half of his tail, with his bones sticking out." Longo determined that Peanut lacked the survival skills to live in the wild and would remain an indoor squirrel. Soon after Longo posted videos of Peanut playing with his cat, internet fame followed. A scroll through Peanut's Instagram account suggests that this is no ordinary squirrel. Peanut leaps onto Longo's shoulder. He wears a miniature cowboy hat. He eats a waffle while wearing crocheted bunny ears. Over the years, Peanut's story has been featured on TV and newspapers, including USA Today. Longo, who works as a mechanical engineer, was living in Norwalk, Connecticut, until he decided to move to upstate New York last year to start an animal sanctuary. Peanut's Freedom Farm Animal Sanctuary opened in April 2023. And now houses about 300 animals, including horses, goats, alpacas. Longo, who runs the sanctuary with his wife, Daniela, and other family members, all included. Longo is aware that it's against New York state law to own a wild animal without a license. He said he was in the process of filing paperwork to get Peanut certified as an educational animal. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news. And join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Peanuts!
Oh, yeah!
Peanuts!
Ooh,
Love you and I'll never let you go.
Peanuts.
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 Yes, you're my girl.
Love you and I'll never let you go.
I don't know. What do you think of that? I mean, it's a squirrel. It's not like it's an elephant in his living room.
No, it doesn't matter, though. It's wildlife. Mm-hmm. And the thing is like, okay, he could have got away with keeping him if he wasn't broadcasting him all over the internet.
Right. But a lot of people do that. And yeah. A lot of people do cruelty to animals and put it on TikTok and the internet.
Well, yeah, but they... And yeah, they
that's dumber than dumb.
Yeah. But, you know, of course, like, you want to say, okay, he rescued it, but you've got to get... You know, if you don't
permit,
yeah, if you don't have that permit, it's illegal.
Right.
And then they make an example out of people, especially him being online with the squirrel. They make an example out of him, so other people don't just like kidnap baby squirrels and try to keep them as pets. Because like,
I'll tell you one thing though, I did watch a video with Longo on there and Peanut like had no aggression with this guy. It was like they were buddies from day one. I mean, this squirrel would do anything and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cute, I have to admit. Yeah.
I mean, squirrels are really cute. They are.
Animals. But the thing is that it is wild. I get that. And I understand the legalities of it. And you're right. They should have filed
paperwork.
If he
lives out in the country and, like, he wasn't... There's this one guy that has a... He doesn't have a coyote, but a coyote comes into his house and lives on his property. It was an orphan, and he took care of it, and then they rejected him from getting, like, obtaining a wildlife permit to keep it, you know, and take care of it. They said it belongs in the wild. Okay, so he let it out. He leaves food outside and for his dog, and the coyote eats it, right?
Well, see, well, that's the thing, though, is, like, I watched an old movie called The Yearling, and it was about a fawn that this little girl found. The mother was killed, and she adopted the fawn, took it home to the farm, and then basically the same thing. She wasn't allowed to keep it, and it couldn't live on its own out in the wild, and they had to let it go. So I won't tell you the ending because it'll ruin the movie, but it wasn't a good ending.
Oh.
But
see, it's like, you know, when you raise an animal, a wild animal like that, and then they come back because they can't really fend for themselves,
right.
You're then supposed to contact a wildlife rescue, and they put it on a... reserve somewhere, or, you know, some sort of sanctuary.
And this guy's not getting any word back as of that story about Peanut from the authorities, so he doesn't know if Peanut was destroyed.
And he's, probably not.
And the guy's got, he opened up in last year, you know,
a sanctuary. But he doesn't have a wildlife permit.
Yeah, that's good. Well, yeah, that
no,
because
he's got farm animals. Yeah,
so,
it's different.
I don't know. It's a fine line.
Yeah.
Hey, save Peanut. That's all I can say. And spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
And we say goodbye for now. Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.